Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, November 28th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Getting a little chilly here in the Northeast, a little cold at night. And out west in Jackson, Wyoming, it was 9 degrees this morning. So winter, late autumn, despite climate change in America, unless you're in the Sun Belt, it's cold. All right. And the reason I'm telling you this, which is obvious, is that climate change is happening in the Biden administration. Where do you hear this? And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So there is a United Nations climate change conference 2 weeks in Dubai. You know where Dubai is? It's in the Persian Gulf. The Persian Gulf supplies much of the world's oil, which is counter to climate change people. But they're having a conference in Dubai. Okay. 2 weeks, that's a kind of a long conference. Now, Joe Biden has been to two of them, but not going this year. Okay. And the reason he isn't going, and the White House has not put out a reason, but I'll tell you the reason, is because right now at this moment, America is harvesting more fossil fuel than ever before in its history. So if Biden were to show up at a climate change conference in Dubai, the fanatics would kill him. Hey, you're the big global warming guy. You're this, you're the progressive, you're blah, 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 blah. And now, boom, the United States is harvesting more fossil fuel than ever before. Now, the reason this is happening is because when Biden came into office, he attacked the fossil fuel industry. You'll remember that. And so we're going green, electric cars, windmills, solar. You guys, I'm going to put you out of business with regulations. And all the energy prices in the USA went up, igniting inflation. And inflation is dooming the Biden administration. So Biden, a man of no principles whatsoever, every principle he ever had, he changed. Biden said, whoa, we better start getting that oil out of there. And now he's exporting a lot of oil to foreign countries, not only supplying it here. So oil prices in America have dropped for the last 2 months. I'll give you the stats in a moment. And overseas, we're making money selling oil to Europe because we have the embargo on Russian oil because of Ukraine. So this is geopolitics, and geopolitics are intruding on the climate change mandate. Okay, so we all got the primer here. So Biden, again, a man of no seasons, doesn't believe in anything, says, we got to harvest oil. That's why I can't go to the climate change conference. Meanwhile, okay, back on the ranch here, the inflation under Biden for essentials, that means what you need to live, up 18% since he took office. So all of us are paying 18% more to live. That is unsustainable. Nobody can get reelected on that record. Nobody. And Biden will not get reelected. Okay. So now the White House is panicking. But this puts the progressive left against Biden. And they already don't like Biden supporting Israel. So the progressive left is now pulling back from Biden, which is a good thing for conservative traditional candidates. So the real far out left wing, they don't like Biden anymore, even though he does everything they want him to do, or at least used to. Okay. What is it about the alternative energy, the green economics, that isn't working? Well, number one, electric cars. I mean, they're not in demand. And I'm not going to get one until the motion I can drive further than I can now. I'm not good with technical stuff. If I plug it in, I'll get electrocuted. You know, I'm just no good. All right. And they're very expensive, these cars. And they have a chip shortage now. And they have a battery fire risk. And in the winter, your efficiency on electric cars drastically drops. Did you know that? I didn't know it until we started to research. So electric car, that whole thing is flat, not increasing. And in spite of that, Connecticut, another loopy far left state, goes, well, about 10 years, we're going to forbid gas powered cars. Well, that's unconstitutional. Number one, you won't be able to do that, Connecticut. And number two, it's stupid. Because people are not going to be able to afford it, even then in 10 years, or not. And the other thing is the wind, okay? So Biden, and I'll tell you about this in a minute, is going to a wind farm today to show how green he is. It's so phony. Anyway, the wind stuff is getting more and more and more expensive. Here on Long Island where I am, you look out into the ocean, a bunch of windmills. I can see them from my house out on eastern Long Island. They surround Block Island, which is Rhode Island territory. Well, half of them don't work. And I mean, the cost to install and maintain these things is so high that state governments can't afford it. They don't have enough money to do it. So the technology is not there to be a green world. I wish it were. I'm not a big fan of fossil fuels. I don't like pollution. All right, I wish we were 100% green on this planet. That includes dumping stuff in the oceans, plastics and all that. I'm a big environmental guy, but you can't ruin people's lives for a fantasy. All right, so Kerry's going over there, Blinken, the Secretary of State's going over to Dubai, a bunch of other people to represent America, and then, you know, India, China, oh yeah, we'll do it. They're not going to ever do it. They got to feed their people. They're not going to ever be green, those countries. Africa's never going to be green. So the United States pumping money into all this, it's just setting the money on fire. No good at all, nothing. And that's the memo. So President Biden is going down to Atlanta to honor First Lady Rosalynn Carter. That's a good thing. a woman of dignity, as we expressed here. Then he's going to a campaign reception, which means money raising on our dime in Denver, where he will visit CS Wind, the largest wind tower manufacturer in the world. Colorado, very green state, beautiful state. Lived there for 2 years. So he's going to go to the factory and look at the wind. Okay, great. Okay. Again, I wish the wind worked. It doesn't work. Okay. So, all right. So Biden is aware that his administration is in grave danger because of the higher prices for essentials in America. And before he left for Georgia, he said this. Go.
But we know the prices are still too high for too many things, that times are still too tough for too many families. But we made progress, but we have more work to do. Let me be clear. To any corporation that's not brought their prices back down, even as inflation has come down, even as supply chains have been rebuilt, it's time to stop the price gouging and give the American consumer a break.
I'm sure the corporations are going to do all that, right? So any guy lives in a bubble world, the prices will come down when the consumers don't go there anymore. That's why I told you about the $51 steak last week. I'm not going there anymore. The $14 chicken with rice soup from the local deli, I'm not buying it anymore. Those prices will come down when the consumer says, it's not about the money, it's a principle of the thing. I know I'm getting gouged. And what are we going to do about insurance rates? You got to have insurance to put your car on the road. They're raising these rates, 300-400% for no reason. And there's Biden, you better not go. What are you going to do about it, Joe? What? Nothing. It's like you do about anything else. Every other problem, you don't do anything about it.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. All right, let's go to Hunter Biden. So he's been subpoenaed to testify in front of the House Oversight Committee, that's James Comer, on December 13th. The testimony will be behind Senate doors, according to Mr. Comer. Hunter Biden says, no, I'm not going to show up unless I can testify publicly in front of the TV cameras. Okay, if he doesn't show up, Hunter Biden gets in even more trouble and Congress will pursue him. So I assume he'll show up and do what he's been subpoenaed to do. Maybe I'm wrong. But Hunter Biden's a publicity hound, and he somehow wants to get in front of the American people. And, you know, I mean, Democrats are going to stick up for him on the committee. You know that. But the Republicans are going to go in pretty hard. So next tomorrow, a guy named Rob Walker, a business associate of Hunter Biden's, is going to testify, 9:30. If we get anything out of that, we'll have it. And then December 6th, President Biden's brother, James, going to testify. Both are private. But we're on it. We're watching it for you. George Soros, you know who he is. You know what he does. So he has sent $250,000, $250,000, to a group called the Education for Just Peace. Okay? It's a pro-Hamas group. Way to go, George. $250,000, according to the Washington Examiner, but I believe it's true. Soros also sent $450,000 to the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. And overall, he's donated about $15 million to anti-Israel groups. George Soros is Jewish by heritage. Pretty interesting, huh? George Soros was persecuted by the Nazis. And he's given all this money to hurt Israel. All right. So tomorrow night, Christmas tree lighting, New York City, Rockefeller Center, one of the great traditions we have here in New York. Anti-Israel protesters are going to show up. They say group is within our lifetime planning to disrupt the lighting. Nice. Right? Good. So this puts the New York City police in a terrible position because they have to stop these people. And it's very hard because these people look like everybody else. They'll infiltrate in and then they'll disrupt. And then the cops have to grab them and all of that. Now, the members of Within Our Lifetime know, no matter what they do in Rockefeller Center, nothing will happen to them. Yeah, they might get arrested, but they'll be out a couple hours, won't be prosecuted, charges will be dropped. They can do whatever they want to do. Spit at the cops, sure. Curse at them, go ahead, or her. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll have a great time. So New York City is now a public safety disaster, right? Because of the far-left politicians gutting the criminal justice system here. And that there's no two sides to that story. None. That's what's happening. So now we learn that 2,516 New York City police officers have left the force this year. We still have another month to go. Okay? They're quitting. And these are usually experienced officers, been around. All right? They're retiring or they're taking jobs in other municipalities, whatever they may be. That's a big crew. And because of the migrant expense, the mayor, Adams, of the town says, we can't have any more money going into the police department for a while. We're canceling training classes, three of them. So that means no new cops are coming on because the migrants are taking all the money the city has. So no cops. Can you, you know, just do the math on this thing. So joining us now from New York City is a New York City icon. His name is Curtis Sliwa, founder of the Guardian Angels. One thing you might want to know is that Sliwa never takes the hat off. He's got a special shampoo that kind of goes underneath it. And he's my colleague at WABC Radio, the big talker in NYC. So you're out on the street all the time. What about police morale? I mean, the day-to-day cops, how are they seeing all of this?
Well, you have a mayor who was elected. In fact, I ran against him as a Republican alternative, who said, I will protect the cops. I was a cop myself for 22 years. And unfortunately, he's done anything but. So he's actually signed consent decrees that would limit what the cops can and cannot do in the course of a demonstration or even making a normal arrest, and gave money to members of Black Lives Matter and Antifa 2 years after they rampaged through the streets of New York City in the summer of George Floyd in 2020.
Who gave money to, who gave money to Black Lives Matter and Antifa? Who did that?
That was just recently Eric Adams. He signed a consent court decree.
Well, what does that mean, though? Does that mean city tax dollars go to Black Lives Matter?
That is correct. To members of Black Lives Matter and members of Antifa who felt that because they were kettled in, it's called limiting your ability to move in the course of a parade, a march, a demonstration, whatever you want to call it.
All right, so this was a lawsuit that they settled.
Right, which should have been fought because it was ridiculous. Right. What will happen, for example, with the lighting of the Christmas tree, which is like part of Americana, you know, featured on NBC, the whole country will be watching, a lot of children, grandchildren, and they will attempt to march into the proceeding with no permit, no right to demonstrate, and immediately the police will allow them entry. They will not block their path of entry, and they will not actually execute any arrests until they actually commit a crime, which would mean to assault others who were there to watch the tree being lit up when they attempt to vandalize property, pour blood on themselves and everyone else, and make their point of being pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, and anti-Israel. It is so easy for the police to limit you. You are entitled to demonstrate. You're not entitled to parade. You're not entitled to be able to use amplification. But all of that has been eliminated. The cops have basically said, no mas, no mas. They've taken their nightsticks away from them, which was a perfect way for the police to basically say, you don't go any further. It doesn't mean they hit anybody. It just meant they blocked their path of entry. And so now the only access that a cop has is either to a gun. We don't want them to threaten them, to shoot them. A taser. We don't want that. Or to tackle them. And that's ridiculous. So the cops have opted, they're built to say, well, we're not going to do anything. Because even if we have to make an arrest, they're going to turn them right loose before we finish.
Yeah, and then there are going to be any charges. So in your experience, I mean, this is your point of view, and I'm not going to challenge it because I think you're right. But the police officer who comes to work every day on their shift, have they just given up? They say, look, this city is ungovernable. The rules that prohibit us from keeping order are insane. So we're going to take our paycheck, stand there, and not do much. Is that what's happening?
Exactly. It's happening in the jails. It's happening in the streets. It's happening. There is no enforcement in the city of New York whatsoever. So when you see things that remind you of anarchy, understand the police are getting paid. They'll do their job. They've been trained in the academy to use proper force when necessary to make arrests, to stop individuals from doing harm to others and from vandalizing property. But the powers that be, in this case, the mayor and the police commissioner, will not allow them to do their job. And the mayor, in this case, Eric Adams, must stand up for law and order, public safety, and the police. And yet, what he has done is capitulate to the mob. As you know, he's involved in multiple issues that affect his ability to remain mayor, FBI, Department of Justice investigation.
Yeah, we'll let that play out. But de Blasio was worse, in my opinion, than Adams has been. So de Blasio basically ripped out the entire public safety apparatus of the city in conjunction with Albany, run by far left zealots, that passed the no bail law. The governor signed it, first Cuomo, then Hochul. So if I'm a police officer, and my grandfather was, I'm saying I'm outnumbered here. And even if I try to do the right thing, I'll probably get yelled at when I get back to the precinct house. But I'm still not convinced that the cops themselves have given up. Have they given up?
Let's look at the smallest of crimes. Every day we're going into holiday season now, Bill. 90,000 packages being delivered by United States Postal Service, UPS, FedEx, and the biggest deliverer now, Amazon, get stolen by porch pirates. That means the moment the package is left for the recipient, somebody is following the deliverer and just picks it up, steals it. No arrest whatsoever. So you start at the lowest level, shoplifting, boldly, brazenly, people going in, taking items, leaving, almost no arrests. So when you see something of that nature, you realize that, yes, the police have waved the white flag. And I'll tell you why. It's the reason that most citizens are unaware of. Every civil servant, every elected official, every judge, every prosecutor is protected with qualified immunity. That means if they make a mistake, and boy, there have been some big mistakes, men incarcerated for crimes they never committed who did 25, 30 years, and yet the judges and prosecutors responsible cannot be personally sued. We get sued, the taxpayers. The only people who have been stripped of that qualified immunity are police officers.
Right.
So now they stand alone. They could lose their house, their pension, their savings.
Yeah, because you can sue them.
Everything.
Right, right. And that's why they're leaving. That's an excellent point, Curtis. We really appreciate you coming on. We'll have you back. Hopefully this debacle will not unfold tomorrow at the Rockefeller Center, but we're on it. And we'll see you on the radio. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Bill, starts with the nightstick.
Okay, let's go to the border. So the situation is getting worse, hard to believe. Tucson sector, if you've ever been down to Arizona, Tucson is a border city, okay? It's not right on the border. It's back a little bit. Bisbee is the art town on the border down there. I've been there many times. Then you're going west, you have Yuma County. This is a big magnet for migrants. So last week, 15,300 migrants were confronted by Border Patrol just in the Tucson sector. It's a record, okay? In October, 55,000 illegal entrants, 140% increase over last year, 22, in Tucson. What does Biden do about it? No. Does he even mention it? No. Is it a question every day in the press conference with Jean-Pierre? No. Press? Nah. This is such a scandal. This, combined with the 18% rise in the cost of essentials, would put out anybody. You couldn't be elected with that record. What I'm trying to get across to Donald Trump is stop all the other stuff. Just concentrate on that. And he's out. But Trump obscures Biden's record by ginning up all of this other stuff, the election, and I'm going to get this one and that one. You don't need to do that. We got to get Biden out of there, and I mean that. He is the second worst president next to James Buchanan in the country's history. The destruction that that man is causing is going to be felt for years. Caravan. So now thousands of migrants are heading to the border on top of trains in Mexico. And the video is harrowing. There they are. Now, this could not happen if the Mexican government would do anything. The Mexican government allows this because the cartels pay off the Mexican authorities to look the other way because the cartels smuggle these people across the border and they make money doing it. So that couldn't happen. You couldn't have thousands of people riding on top of railroad cars without the consent of the Mexican government. What did Biden do? Nothing. Awful.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has a over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Ark Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArkSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com. Promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArkSeedKits.com.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Dublin, Ireland. Okay. So, a guy stabbed five people last weekend, I believe it was. Thursday, November 23rd. Okay, Thanksgiving. Five-year-old boy, six-year-old girl, five-year-old girl, 17-year-old girl, and then an adult. Right after the stabbing, there were rumors that it was done by a migrant in Ireland. About 500 thugs, many of them far-right Nazi people, came out into Dublin, burned things down, looted, you know, just what Antifa does here. They did there, basically protesting about the migrants coming into Ireland. But these are Nazi people. But here's the really disturbing thing, despite the injuries. I hope all of these people survive. The government of Ireland will not tell the public who the guy is that did all this. They got him. He's in a hospital, right? They got him. They won't define him. So there are rumors that he's an Algerian, but nobody knows. Now, the government's suppressing that information because he's most likely not born in Ireland. That's why. But the government shouldn't do that. But there's no excuse. Now, when I lived in England for a year, these Nazis were there way back. They were skinheads. They called them bother boys. And they were all over London. And they called them WOGS, W-O-G-S. They hated anybody who wasn't born white in England. Now, the reason they did that is because they were miserable people. They had miserable lives, all right? In the British Isles, if you don't pass a test when you're 16 years old, you are doomed to a really hard scrabble existence. And these people are the lowest rung on the ladder. So they attack everybody. I mean, I was in a Glasgow bar one time, and a guy came up to me, and he was a skinhead. He goes, "What soccer team do you root for?" He said, "Football, of course." And I knew what he was doing. He just wanted to get in a fight. And I answered, "Whatever one you like, whatever you root for, that's who I root for." And the guy just kind of toddled away. But these people have been there for ever since World War II ended. Okay? Not a lot of them, like Antifa, not a lot of Antifa here, but enough to really cause trouble. But the Dublin government should tell the truth. Back home, RNC run out of money. Republican National Committee running out of money. They only have $9 million on hand. Wow. DNC's got almost double, $18 million. So I don't know why. I usually am a guy who knows everything, right? Mr. Right all the time, me. I don't know. I don't know why Republicans aren't giving money. Maybe, I don't know. Now, the Trump campaign is loaded. All right, so people are donating money to Trump. And he's got money. But the undercard next November is just as important. So Republicans have got to take back the House and Senate if they want to clean up this mess. And the RNC didn't have any money. Smart life. So over the Thanksgiving weekend and BillO'Reilly.com, we posted a shock and awe episode. That is a series that I did last year. And the episode was with Victor Davis Hanson, one of the smartest guys in the country. And I think I'm a pretty good columnist. Hanson's better. Okay, this guy, the research that he brings, flawless. So I spoke with him about the cancel culture, the woke culture, how the progressive left was aiming to destroy traditional America. We posted the clip over the five-day weekend. It was the most watched clip I think we've ever had. Roll the tape. All right, so both of us have had to face that media, which not only disagrees, but wants to destroy, actively destroy people who will say, no, traditional America is better because if you look at history, that's how we became the most successful economic country that ever existed, by tradition, hard work, self-reliance. You take that tack now, the media will try to destroy you. I think that's a huge component in all of this.
So what they have done in the last 25 years, they control all of the levers of thought influence through institutional powers, professional sports, Hollywood, media, Silicon Valley, corporate boardroom, Wall Street, the foundation, my gosh. And through those institutions, they feel that they don't really need a grassroots 51% consensus because they can affect public opinion. So we're going into a midterm and we're not discussing these issues. We're discussing January 6th, hiatus. Then we go into the raid, the media bombshells, walls are closing in. Then we do the Phantom of the Opera, everybody's an enemy speech by Biden. And now we're going to go back to January 6th. And I think we'll probably end up with an indictment. But they have the ability through the permanent state or the media or all of these things that we talked about to bypass and appeal to 51% of the people. And they're revolutionaries, Bill. They don't believe in the Constitution, the custom and traditions. They don't feel that's a reliable companion for them.
All right, you can see the entire O'Reilly Hanson interview on BillO'Reilly.com. It's free, you don't have to be a member. And if you go to our website, you get a message of the day, you get everything free. You just go down the menu. We have a menu in like this. Now, I'm going to talk about premium and concierge membership in a little while. You get a lot more. But the Hanson O'Reilly interview is posted. Disney's got another flop, fifth one in a row. Movie called Wish, W-I-S-H, cartoon. Not doing well at the box office. And Disney's got problems. It is the most famous corporation in the world, the Walt Disney Corporation. Huge problems now, brought on by their radical left posture. They destroyed themselves. Now, it's still functioning. It still makes money, but in serious trouble. Tomorrow, we'll have a special investigation on Disney. Stay in history, November 28th. 1871, the Ku Klux Klan goes on trial in South Carolina. Fascinating story. U.S. Grant, who was a friend to the Constitution and to freed slaves, drove this. Justice Department went down to South Carolina, which was not obeying the amendments that were passed after the Civil War, giving blacks the same rights as whites. Well, South Carolina and other southern states didn't obey it. So Grant brought down the Justice Department, and 144 Klan members were convicted, okay, in that mass trial. But then a couple of years later, Grant gave them all clemency. It was for political reasons. He should not have done it. And then the Klan reconstituted itself. But 152 years ago today, the trials began in Columbia, South Carolina. Okay, mail segment is frisky. I like that. And then we have a final thought about another Christmas strategy. Back in a moment. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right, let's go to the mail. Concierge member MG. So concierge membership, MG is a special email that gets directly to me. I have a producer, goes over all the emails, and then they funnel it to me every morning, okay? And I look at all the emails from concierge members, and anybody who needs help, we try to help them. And anybody who has a question, we answer their question. This is an insurance policy for your life because we have very good advice on almost everything. Okay, MG, the high school college kid supporting Hamas know little or care about history. Who is right, who is wrong? They've been programmed to protest. When the BLM movement started losing steam, they needed something else to be offended by. A lot of truth to that, no doubt about it. Ludmilla Jacob, Monticello, Indiana. I came to the USA in 1951, a refugee of World War II, from a camp outside of Munich, Germany. I observed how hard my parents worked and love becoming a citizen. Both escaped from Belarus and understood what destroys personal freedom, socialism. Now I see the Biden administration and many in Congress promoting that which will destroy America. Excellent letter, Ludmilla. We are very glad you are here and your parents got you here after the chaos of World War II. Kevin McNeil, Brooklyn, New York. When you say the consequences of so-called criminal justice reform are unintended, I think about the oft-repeated mantra of the ultra-left. We must confront the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. Seems pretty clear to me the results are precisely as intended by a few of the real revolutionary left. But most of the lemmings that follow this have no idea what it's going to lead to. Phil. It all boils down to common sense. A good thing young people are listening to you, O'Reilly. Maybe it will cause them to stop and think before they do something stupid. I hope so, because I've done some stupid stuff, and I wish I hadn't. So we are here to provide a pathway to success. Mark, concierge member. Thank you, Mark. Keep saying you're an old guy, but when it comes to news, you're the future. I hope so. I mean, this organization is now the most powerful independent news agency in the world. No doubt about that. So I hope so. Vita Bay, Melissa, Texas. I don't think I've been to Melissa. Hey, Bill, I had a productive Thanksgiving weekend, got through Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy, and my second time reading Killing Jesus, I cried reading that book. I have an 8-hour trip to New Orleans and back this weekend, so I plan to go through 2 audiobooks. Do you recommend we read the Killing series in any order? You can. Killing Witches would be first. That's the founding of the country. Then Killing England. That's our freedom. And then I would go up to Lincoln and then Killing Crazy Horse. So if you read all those books in that order, but you don't have to. They all stand alone. And I appreciate you reading and listening to the books. Vita, very kind of you. Carmel Spriel, Star, Idaho. I read your book, Killing Crazy Horse, while we're on a camping trip to northern Idaho. So much information I never knew, and I loved reading about the Native Americans. I'm reading it again to refresh the info. And I'm glad you mentioned Killing Crazy Horse. Special Christmas Hanukkah, $9.95. I got a whole slew of them from the warehouse at a good price, and I'm passing it on to you. One of our best books. It's a tough book. It's like Killing the Killers and Killing the SS. It's tough. But boy, you'll learn a lot. All right? That's a special on BillO'Reilly.com. And while we're on that subject, gift cards. So let me lay this out to you, please. You're going to pay a lot of money for gifts if you buy retail. You are. And some of you don't have that money. If you get gift cards to premium or concierge membership, to BillO'Reilly.com, you get a free book for every gift card you buy. So you buy 5 gift cards for people who are aware, they like the news, they understand the importance of next November's presidential election, and then you get a free book. So that's 5 books and 5 gift cards. That's 10 gifts for a very reasonable price. You see, this is the kind of math you got to do, and people will be happy with those gifts. Right, so I'm doing what I can. Then we got the whole 13 bundled Killing series, all of them. You do that, you get a download of my live performance a few weeks ago on Long Island, which you will like. And then we have Killing the Witches and Killing the Killers together. $21.95. Those are 2 books you won't forget. And finally, The United States of Trump and a Blue Merry Christmas Ornament. $17.95. So you can see we're keeping the prices down. And these are all great gifts. Word of the day, do not be bovine, B-O-V-I-N-E. I love that word, bovine. Back with a final thought in a moment. All right, here is a final thought of the day. At dinner the other day with guys I've known since I'm 6 years old. And they live, one of them lives in Spokane, other lives in Cape Cod, another lives in Denver. And they all came in for a reunion, and we gathered on up, and we had dinner. And it was great. All right, they had pictures and old things and this and that. I really, really respect my friendships from when I was born, okay? A guy I went to school with when I was 5 helped create BillO'Reilly.com. So for this Christmas, here's something you might want to do. It's fun. Track down some of your old friends. It's easy to do now on the internet. And send them a Christmas card with just a little note, okay? They'll be so surprised and happy to hear from you. I guarantee it, okay? And then you'll forge, you know, give me your little email address or your text number, whatever it may be, and you'll forge all that. And it's like a hobby. It's your life. And these people can say, yo, you remember this, you remember that. And sometimes you forget. And maybe they'll have pictures they can send you. What a great Christmas theme, right? So track them down. Send them a card. All right? That is the final thought. And we really appreciate you guys watching and listening to the No Spin News across the world now. And we'll see you again tomorrow.